This is podcast number 18 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. I'm Marlene Peterson, and today I have an announcement. I have an exciting announcement to make today, and I wanted to make it here in this group first. Let me give you a little background first. If you've been following and listening to much that I say, you know I frequently talk about layers, and there are many layers to Libraries of Hope and the Well-Educated Heart. For some of you, it's a website of resources and books that you're incorporating in other curriculums that work well for you and your family. Maybe you're focused right now on helping your children learn to read or write. That's perfectly fine and good. I'm so happy if you found something here to help you. Then there are several more layers of mothers who are dedicating their hearts to relearning the lost arts of educating hearts of children. One mother may be focusing on art, another on history, another on nature. It doesn't really matter where you are on the path. The only thing that matters is being on the path, moving forward. And if you haven't picked up on it yet, the path I'm taking you on isn't the path to higher test scores, large houses, fame, or wealth, although all those things may be part of the journey. The path can be traveled just as well by cottage, on foot, in obscurity, and even in poverty. In some ways, those things speed the journey along. Our journey involves building a kingdom within, which is often unrecognizable and incomprehensible to the world at large. But I believe that one day that kingdom within will be expressed in the kingdom without. Today I'm ready to add another layer. Let me tell you the story how I got to this point. A few months ago, I was rummaging through some shelves of old books at one of my favorite used book sales up in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I felt drawn to a set of old green books, the Delphian Course. I'd never heard of it. My stack of books was already way too big, and I almost left it there, but something inside said, take it home. It sat next to my desk, and I kept picking up volumes and reading here and there and thought to myself, these are really interesting books. And I got online to try and find out more about them, but I couldn't find very much at all, so I had to start piecing together clues. I started searching on eBay and Amazon for anything related to the Delphians, and I found a single copy of one handbook here and another one there, and I kept digging online. Slowly the pieces started coming together, and a vision of who the Delphian Society was and what they were trying to accomplish blew me away. It lined up completely with what we are trying to do here in the Well-Educated Heart. If I were to create a university-level class for you mothers, this is what it would look like. And I found out that's exactly who it was created for busy mothers in the home who may only have 15 minutes a day to study. When the course was first created, the Delphians had in mind that it could be used by mothers individually, but as they moved forward, they realized that there was so much more power and strength in gathering mothers together to talk about the ideas and to support and encourage one another. So they encouraged the creation of chapters to help women learn to become articulate and formulate ideas and share them. They wanted them to be confident voices of influence in the world. But they didn't stop there. These chapters grew to be forces for good in the communities where they formed as a cultural lift towards decency and refinement. Wow, I thought, there is great strength in gathering and organizing, and the thought started settling on me that maybe it was time to start organizing you mothers in our group. Some of you may recognize the names of Marley Billings and Jen Goostry. They developed the Right Heart class and have been a great strength and support to me. When I first started sharing the message of educating hearts, they reached out to me, and I had a distinct impression that I needed to stay in close contact with them because they had a role to play that was somehow connected to me in the future. Let me just say, I think every single one of you has been given a vital role to play. It's like a great symphony orchestra where each instrument practices its part individually, and in time the great conductor brings them all together into a whole to create beautiful music. I see myself playing in the harp section, sort of a quiet background melody, but some of you may be called upon to be the trumpets or even the percussion. Anyway, I wrote to Marley and Jen and said I'm having a feeling that we need to gather and organize the moms. I'd been trying to work through a name, but I didn't like it. I asked if they had any ideas, and immediately they came back with Mothers of Influence. It turns out they had the same impressions acting on them. In fact, Marley said she hurried to go reserve the domain name, but was disappointed that someone already had it. After digging deeper, she found out it was her, and she remembered that several months earlier she had woken up in the middle of the night with a name on her mind and the strong impression to reserve the domain name, which she got up and did, and then promptly forgot all about it until that moment. And then Marley unfolded this beautiful vision of a symbol found in the cedars of Lebanon, a remnant of trees with deep roots, spiraling upward and reaching outward. She showed me a beautiful silver necklace, handcrafted by a humble father in Lebanon, of a cedar of Lebanon, as she unfolded its layer of meaning that so perfectly fit in with the work at hand. She'll teach you more about that later. So a lot has happened in just a few weeks. I had been invited to speak at the Moms March to be held in Omaha, Nebraska on September 22nd and 23rd, but had been reluctant to participate because some of the speakers were so politically charged and I didn't want to do anything to feed more of the divisive contention out there. But as I was sitting at my computer working on something one day, the feeling came, go, and here's what you'll say. I was given an 8-minute slot to speak on Saturday, and as I wrote out the message, it was 8 minutes. I was also asked to give a 45-minute presentation at the conference the day before, and I really didn't want to do it. But as this idea of mothers of influence took hold, the feeling came that this was the perfect venue to announce it. While the numbers in attendance may be relatively few, I knew there were already nearly 10,000 mothers who had signed a Declaration of Mothers, and that the intention was to record the presentations on Friday and distribute them to the mothers who had signed up. So Marley, Jen, and I have been hard at work trying to lay the foundation of this organization, Mothers of Influence. They've created a beautiful website and video depicting the Cedars of God, which you can go look at mothersofinfluence.org. This same spirit that is acting on us is acting on other mothers. There have been several posts in the Facebook group recently, and I've received several letters from moms who have expressed that they feel an overwhelming sense of forming study groups and gathering mothers together. I hope none of you feel this is meant to undo anything you're already doing, but rather we hope it may offer some ideas or a bit of structure if you're looking for that. There's great power in being part of something bigger than ourselves, and if Mothers of Influence feels like a right fit, we hope you'll join with us. As chapters grow, groups can get together from time to time and sponsor and accomplish things that an individual, smaller group couldn't do. You need to do what you feel called to do. Something else started happening. We started getting a large number of requests to join the Facebook group from all over the world to a much larger degree than has happened before, from Tunisia, from Somalia, India, and countries I've never heard of. They're of all faiths and cultures. When I see the request to join, I always look at the profiles because I have a responsibility to our group. And while some are easy to sift out, what I am seeing more and more of are beautiful faces of mothers who love their children and love beauty, and they're hungry for more. A love of family and the tending of home is the connecting point of women all around the world, and the gathering is happening. We have to break down our fears and prejudices and learn to love and understand each other, which women can do at a heart level. I've been thinking a lot lately about the parable of the wheat and the tares. As wheat and tares start to grow, in the beginning, they're almost indistinguishable one from another. It's in their maturity you see the difference. The tare is light and lacks substance. It produces few seeds, but if those seeds are eaten, they cause dizziness, headache, and nausea. The wheat is heavy with good seeds and bears good fruit. At their peak, they bow to the wind from the weight of the fruit, while the tare stands straight. A contrast of humility and pride. There is a harvest coming where the wheat and the tares will be separated in the thrashing of nations. Now is a time to be as the cedars of Lebanon and sink deep roots, spiral upward and reach outward, to stand in holy places and be not moved as the storm of the refiner's fire sweeps through. I believe the homes this generation of mothers create will become places of safety and refuge. I see a safety net being quietly woven, unknown to the world at large. I see two mothers here inviting two mothers there, and the influence rapidly spreading and reaching around the world. Marley, Jen, and I have all had storms of opposition sweep through our lives that has intensified in the last few weeks. We have felt your prayers and have been lifted by your words of encouragement and faith. We're taking necessary steps, by the way, to secure our websites as we move forward. I know many of you are feeling exactly the same thing because you've told me. I happened to have this post go through my Facebook feed a few weeks ago that a woman in Australia posted, and I want to share her words because it reflects the feelings of my own heart. Her name is Lana Vosser. Quote, "Last night I had a dream, and in my dream I heard the voice of the Lord booming with such authority, expectancy, and destiny. He said, 'I am raising up a company of women with fire in their bellies.' Followed straight after that, I heard the Lord decreeing Isaiah 60, verse 1, 'Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.' A new day is upon women right now. This week when I saw the women's march that took place in Washington, D.C., something stirred in me. I was deeply grieved to hear and see what took place. But in the midst of it all, I felt the Lord quickening me to pay attention to it. This was a very clear example of the fire in the belly of women to stand in conviction and passion for what they believe in. While this protest was one of division and lack of honor for President Trump, the Lord quickened me that He is raising up women now who know Him, modern-day Esthers, Deborahs, Marys, to stand with passion and conviction on their platform of influence. He is awakening women and making their voice loud to bring change, life, stand for righteousness, and see incredible visitations of His glory. What happened this week, I believe, was an archetype of what God is doing. Where an uprising of women brought division and lacked fruit of integrity and righteousness, the uprising and awakening of women who know Him by His Spirit will bring sudden breakthroughs, life, and freedom. Fruits of holiness, unity, righteousness, and peace will be evident. We are beginning to see and about to see in great acceleration the rising up of women filled with the courage of heaven, completely fearless, filled with passion and determination, and no longer running from the enemy, but eyeballing him and going into his territory and taking ground back. This large company of women He is raising up, who know Him and His heart, who carry His fire, are about to meet new doors of influence in their lives to release His fire. The Lord has begun, and it will continue to increase, to birth messages within women. These messages are life messages that the Lord has given them. Women are finding their voice again in this season as they seek Him. The messages are going to be birthed in books, CDs, music, art, relationships, in mothering, in teaching. As Mary sitting at His feet, these women have simply made Christ their first delight, their first love. Where their top priority has been to know Him, He is now positioning them as Esthers. I saw the Lord moving pieces around on a chessboard, and I saw Him strategically placing women in places of significant influence in this season. It wasn't happening slowly. It was happening suddenly. One day things look one way. The next, there's been a complete shift and change, and a miraculous positioning has taken place. I saw a tidal wave of creativity crashing in on women in this season. Chains that have held many women down from knowing who they are and what they are created to do and how to express the creativity of heaven. It's being broken. God is awakening creativity in women. Watch and see women who know Him being positioned in greater positions of influence in areas of creativity to begin to lead the world in the creativity of heaven. It's an exciting time. The Lord is raising up a large company of women with fire in their bellies that are going to bring incredible shift and change by the Spirit of God in the world." End quote. Do you feel it? I do. You, dear mothers, have been saved for such a time as this. Now I have to get ready to make the drive cross country, so I'll close for now with today's poem, a simple song about mothers I learned as a child. I often go walking in meadows of clover, and I gather armfuls of blossoms of blue. I gather the blossoms the whole meadow over. Dear mother, all flowers remind me of you. Oh, mother, I give you my love with each flower to give forth sweet fragrance a whole lifetime through. For if I love blossoms and meadows and walking, I learn how to love them, dear mother, from you. Bye-bye. Go check out mothersofinfluence.org. See you next time.